Number 10, which is the periodic status review of listed species. And this is the eagle, bald eagle, peregrine falcon, American white pelican, marble murrelet, and lynx.
Oh, sorry.
And this is also a decision. And Hannah? Before you take over, I'm going to embarrass you in public. I told you I was going to do this. Hannah did an excellent job at the Fisher release. Everybody sung her praises, including the 10 little critters that were let go. Happy to be out of their boxes.
Well, thank you so much for attending and for speaking for the agency and making remarks. It was a really great event. And, of course, my part was really, really small. And the collaboration and our biologists and everybody did a great job. So it's really cool. Okay. Chair Smith, Director Unsworth, Deputy Storr, the members of the commission, I'm here again to talk to you about the periodic status reviews that we've presented to you in November. So this is just sort of a little recap, and I'm going to try to be very quick and brief and move through. So we're talking about... talking about the bald eagle, peregrine falcon, the American white pelican, marbled murrelet, and lynx. As you know, there are 45 listed species in Washington, and we're required to go through every 5 years and make recommendations on their status to you all, and that's what I'm here to do today. Here it is in a nutshell from our presentations last November. We're asking for or recommending status changes on these five species. So first two, really great success story that we're all so excited about, and we and our partners are thrilled to be at this place where we're asking for a removal from the endangered, threatened, and sensitive species list for both the bald eagle and the peregrine falcon. We're also recommending a down list from endangered to threatened for the American white pelican, and not quite as exciting stories or positive, but we're asking for an uplisting for the marbled murrelet from threatened to endangered and lynx from threatened to endangered. And then I'm just going to briefly touch on them all, so hopefully it'll go quickly. Last month, our wildlife biologist, Joe Buchanan, gave you this presentation about the bald eagle, just some of its status history. It was federally listed as threatened in 1978 and delisted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2007, but the protections of that listing remain under the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, so the Eagle Act. We're listed here in Washington in 1983 and downlisted to sensitive in 2008. Despite the continuing threats from chemical contaminants, habitat loss or change, or human interactions or disturbance, we bald eagles here in Washington have a very broad distribution, and their numbers are just going up. So those that on the bottom graph there are known bald eagle territories in Washington from 62 through 2015. Our recommendation is to delist a bald eagle from the list of species. Endangered species. We did receive public comments, only about 11, not for this species, to maintain its status. Five folks delist, four folks, one to uplist, and one was sort of a misunderstanding of the current status. Peregrine falcon, our wildlife biologist Jerry Hayes was here before you last month, told you about that. We have three subspecies of peregrine in the state, the American peregrine, Arctic, and Peels. For our state status, they were all three are listed together, were listed as endangered in 1980 and sensitive in 2002. The American peregrine and Arctic peregrine were delisted by the feds in 99 and 94, respectively. Whoa, hey! Similar to the bald eagle, despite some continued threats from chemical contaminants, oil spills, new pesticides, and climate change, peregrines in Washington are doing well. They are widely distributed and similar to the bald eagle, increasing population estimates. Our recommendation, again, is to delist and remove the peregrine falcon from the list of endangered species. We did receive some public comments. Three recommended uplisting, six to maintain, and three to delist. Derek Stinson was here last month telling you about the American white pelican. In 1964, the national estimation, so population estimation, was about 45,000 birds. In 1981, they were listed as endangered in Washington. And that national population has recovered from that pre-1970 declines. And I think just interesting sort of kismet there that in 2014, there were about the same number in the western states that there were in 1964 nationally. And that's what's represented on that graph there is the western states increase. Those are breeding bird survey routes. In Washington today, we still have just one single colony. But the numbers at that colony are increasing, and it isn't mentioned on the slide here, but there also is a new colony that was established recently just on the other side of the Washington border in the Columbia River estuary, right in Oregon, Miller Sand Spit. And we're also seeing increasing numbers, non-breeders foraging below dams. However, we do still have continued threats from habitat loss, water level fluctuation, and water quality. And those competing demands for water are really the biggest threat to this species. Human disturbance, disease, pesticides and contaminants, severe weather and climate change have a major effect, and the potential for fisheries conflicts. So, because of those threats and our single colony, although the numbers are increasing, our recommendation is to downlist from endangered to threatened status. We did have 9 public comments, 1 to downlist, 6 to maintain, and 1 to delist. Marbled Murrelet. I thought it was great that Scott Pearson was here today talking about his work that greatly, of course, informed our decision here. Steve Desimone was here last month to tell you about the Murrelet. They are, as Scott mentioned earlier today, federally threatened in Washington, Oregon, and California since 92. Some of the primary reason for listing, loss and modification of nesting habitat. Also have low juvenile recruitment, chemical pollution threats, fisheries, net mortality threats. They were listed as threatened in 1993 here in the state. There's that same graph from Dr. Pearson's work. The Washington population is declining at 4.4% per year, and we have past and continuous loss of nesting habitat, continued low juvenile recruitment. So despite the past management and working together, we are seeing a 44% decline in abundance since 2001. Our recommendation is to uplist the marbled murrelet to endangered status. We did receive quite a bit of public comment, much in the form of form letters, over 1,700 to uplist, and then extensive letters that were had a lot of comments, but were neutral in their feelings about the uplisting. And finally, Jeff Lewis, our biologist, was here telling you about lynx last month. Lynx was harvested as a fur bearer until 1991. It was listed as threatened in 1993 by the state and listed federally threatened in the year 2000. Today, we have seen a significant range contraction for the species, where they're detected in fewer places than they were before. We have an estimated population size of about 54 lynx. Loss of forest cover and prey, particularly due to wildfire, that's what those, I know it's kind of small, those orange dots are lynx detections, and the red polygons are wildfires that have come through in recent years. We have a limited immigration and a limited understanding of immigration from lynx populations in British Columbia, and we're also concerned about climate change effects to the snow distribution, depth, condition, and persistence, as well as that effect to the prey distribution and density, as well as fire frequency and severity that I mentioned before. Our recommendation is to uplist the lynx to endangered status. Again, we had a lot of public input, not quite as much as the murrelet, but we did get 191 public comments, many of those, again, in a form letter approach, 189 to uplist, one neutral and one to maintain its current status. And that's it. With that, here are the biologists that some of them are here in the audience. If you give me really hard questions or if you have anything to ask me here today, I'm happy to respond.
Thanks, Hannah. Great.
Pleasure.
Questions from the commission? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move to remove the bald eagle and peregrine falcon from the list of sensitive species, to reclassify American white pelican from endangered to threatened, and to reclassify lynx and marbled murrelet from threatened to endangered. And if I could make a comment after, there's a separate second. Regarding the American white pelican and the downlisting, just recalling from Derek Stinson's presentation, the sensitivity of the breeding colonies, which are absolutely key to their survival. And while we meet the legal criteria for downlisting, part of the reason our colony has increased is there's been a colony that has crashed in Oregon that has probably fed birds into our colony. And we need to keep in mind we only have one breeding colony, and they are very sensitive, and they do crash. So we need to keep our eye on it. It remains listed, so I'm okay with the downlisting, but...
I agree. The single colony is really sensitive, and we need to be careful.
Yeah. Good comments, Commissioner. Any further comments? Motion's been made, seconded then. No further comments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. You got it, Hannah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.